This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. It's Memorial Day, and while summer technically starts next month, today kind of is the unofficial start of summer. And with weather in the 70s and 80s around Wisconsin this weekend, it really does kind of feel like summer, which means there's really no legitimate reason not to start grilling out. For all of you grillers, veggie burgers are a pretty popular non-meat option. You probably tried a couple of the things that have availability at the grocery store in the frozen foods aisle. But if you're looking to mix things up, there's a whole world of homemade veggie burgers made with everything from beets to lentils. And here with us now to guide us through the possibilities of the veggie burger world is Terry Milligan. She's a professional chef and culinary instructor based in Door County. Terry, welcome to Central Time.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me. I'm always happy to talk about food.
Well, that's perfect today. Well, part of the appeal of, you know, a beef burger, it's simple. It's ground meat and it tastes usually charred and juicy and salty. Is that the goal of the veggie burger, to kind of replicate the beef burger experience, or is it just kind of a different animal altogether?
I think it's a different animal because the beef is something, you know, it's pretty straightforward. What you get is what you know you've got. With your vegetable burgers, you need to be a little more mindful of what goes in to make that vegetable burger, because it's got to have a texture that somebody is going to enjoy. It's got to have flavor, and it's got to have enough moisture to hold together, which, if those of you who have tried novicely to make some vegetable burgers might have had some problems with them initially, because it is a delicate balance sometimes to get all three of those to work together.
Well, I think veggie burgers have come a long way. I was someone who was trying them from the very beginning, and I really think now people are getting more creative, and the textures are changing too. What do you think has changed in veggie burgers?
Well, I think the textures change in a variety of ways. It's, you know, used to be you only thought maybe of legumes as your basis of a vegetable burger. But now with all the grains that people are beginning to cook with and feel more comfortable with, they've always been there, but people haven't been that comfortable with them. That's helping out a lot in creating interesting textures, as well as adding vegetables and all sorts of different vegetables and herbs and fresh herbs and dried spices. All of that can really create some interesting flavor profiles in these vegetable-based burgers.
And when you're making veggie burgers, one of the pitfalls can be dryness, that you end up with something that's not at all juicy and just maybe tastes like ground-up beans or something very basic like that. How do you make a veggie burger, you know, kind of moist?
Well, with the legume-based ones, when you're using a chickpea, something like that, you can chop, not really chop them, but kind of mush them like with a potato masher. You want to make sure you still have some of that consistency of a bean in there. You don't want to puree it in a food processor. I like to use just a potato masher. So you still get some of that chunk, but you're also getting some moisture out of those items to work with. Of the lentil burger that I had in the Milwaukee Journal last week was interesting, because you actually cooked the lentils down to such a degree that they were softer than you'd usually make them, and that created additional moisture. So those types of things are ways you can add moisture. Then, of course, you can also add some eggs. A couple of the recipes I have eggs in them, and that creates a little bit of moisture to them as well. And just some of the vegetables that are pure or that are chopped and put in there can create some moisture as well. The chickpea burger that I have in the article has onions in it, but we really ground them up pretty finely initially, so it became more of a paste almost, and that was created a lot of the moisture in it.
And I'm going to point out that we do have your recipes up on the Central Time Facebook page, including that chickpea walnut burger that you were just talking about. And in terms of getting the whole thing, you know, to stick together on a grill and not fall apart so you're eating veggie burger shards, is there a secret to that?
Well, what I always recommend is actually just searing them in the kitchen in a pan beforehand, because then you've got them seared and kind of together and ready to go. when you're ready to do your, you can do that 2-3 hours ahead of time and just have them seared. When you're ready to do your barbecue outside, I don't recommend just putting them on a grill like you would a normal beef burger, because then you will have the possibility of pieces falling through. But with all the new contraptions that they've got for grilling out, you can get one of those vegetable grill baskets. It's flat, and it has little holes in the bottom, and it's kind of a Teflon nonstick coating type thing to put on the grill. You can put those pre-seared burgers then on those type of baskets and finish them off there. So you get the smoky flavor, but you're also not going to lose any little bits of vegetable burger down in your charcoal.
Okay, so you're adding an extra step, but as a result, you get a burger that kind of holds together.
You are, and you can pre-sear those, like I said, you know, hours ahead of time. Just keep them in the refrigerator. They're ready to go, and you're, you know, kind of final cooking and heating them up out there.
Would you walk us through another one of your recipes? Let's see, you've got one, the lentil veggie burger with spicy mango salsa. How does that one come together?
Well, that is an interesting burger that is from a place out in California called the Golden Door. And what they did, and I learned this when I was out there doing some work, they cooked those red lentils, and they like to use the red lentils a lot. The red has a little bit more color, so that kind of makes it a little more, you know, you want things to look good, too. So by adding with the old burgers that we used to have looked like just little hockey pucks. So we want to make it look really pretty. So they've got the red lentils in that are cooked kind of to a thick paste, where you still see a few little lentils in there that aren't cooked through, but a lot of them are more of a paste, and that creates that moisture. And then what's interesting with this one is there's a lot of, like 5 or 6 different vegetables in it, but I coarsely chop them individually in a food processor, not together. And that way you can control the dice. You don't want them pureed. You just want them coarsely chopped. It just takes a second. So you put the broccoli in, then you put the carrots in, then you'll put the potatoes in, and you make sure everything is kind of uniformly chopped. And that gives it an interesting texture as well. And what's nice about this is the seasoning, which is yellow curry and smoked paprika. Not just paprika, but smoked paprika. And that smoked paprika gives it a little smoky taste, and I also usually make this gluten-free. So I use homemade gluten breadcrumbs in it. So that kind of, and it's dusted with cornmeal, which is gluten-free, so we're all set for those who can't have flour and gluten in their diet.
Perfect. That sounds good. How long do these take to make? Do they take a little more time?
Well, they'll take a little more time than just putting a patty together, of course. But I don't think if you've got all, I always say get all your materials together before you start, and then you should be able to put this together in a half an hour at, you know, with cooking time. And while the lentils are cooking, you can chop your vegetables, then you can put them all together, and you've got it. This one I happen to serve with a mango salsa, which is really just fresh mangoes diced with a little chili, some cilantro, lime juice, and red, if you can afford the lime juice these days, the lime juice, the cilantro, and the red onion.
Okay, and there's one more that we've got to talk about before we let you go, the double-decker portobello. I'm a huge mushroom fan, so what do you do with these guys?
Well, this is a nice one. You're talking about, boy, it takes a little time. This one doesn't take any time, so this is a great one if you want to do a vegetable selection but don't have a lot of time. So find 12 large portobello mushroom caps. Take the stems off. I brush them with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil and a nice quality balsamic vinegar. And this one you can put right on the grill because those are going to stay together quite nicely. So I grill them first with the gill side down, and that's just because some of the moisture from that gill cooking will go away and keep your mushroom burger from getting too moist in this section. And then you can take those off. You just put a slice of tomato, fresh tomato, a little fresh mozzarella, and a couple of basil leaves in between. You could put it on a salad, or you can put it on a bun. And you've got a double-decker. You've got that chew that comes from having that portobello mushroom. And then the flavor of the mozzarella, the basil, and the extra virgin olive oil, and the balsamic vinegar. So it's a really easy one to do in a pinch.
Oh, it sounds really yummy. Well, for non-vegetarians, Terry, who might be skeptical about the veggie burger, what do you recommend as a good jumping off point? And we've got about 30 seconds.
The first one to try?
Yeah.
I would actually go for The chickpea walnut burger, because you've got a little bit of walnut in there for crunch. I think they're going to find it's surprisingly chewy, like a hamburger. That I will say is courtesy of a restaurant in Milwaukee called Stacked that just does burgers, but they wanted to add some vegetarian burgers to their menu, and this was one of their most popular. So
right.
I think that's a really nice starting out point.
Great, and we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Terry, thank you so much, and have a great day.
Well, thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Terry Milligan, professional chef and culinary instructor based in Door County.